And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jody Lamont Powell and Mary Gail Lamont Devilliers, here to talk about the play Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks by Richard Alfieri. It will open next week at Theater 810, and it opens on the 27th. And Jody, as we were saying, kept thinking the 27th was far away, the end of June, but that's next week. So you all are in rehearsal, serious rehearsal, and we can start thinking about getting our tickets for the play as well.
That's right. It's time.
Well, tell us about Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. It's a really interesting, intense play because I think it's kind of just between two characters.
It is. It's just the two of them. And it's intense in that sense, but it is a comedy.
Okay. Okay. Now, you're directing the play, mm-hmm. and your mother.
And I'm in it.
Is in it. And you play someone who gets to dance a lot in this production.
Well, not really a lot, but mm-hmm. enough, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is called Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, so that does sound like a lot within the story. So without giving away anything, maybe tell us just a bit about the structure of the story, Jody.
Okay, I can tell you this. Lily and Michael... The story is about those two, and they come together at a delicate point in their lives. Lily is a lonely, elderly widow, and she hires Michael to teach her private dance lessons in her home. Now, Michael's a little bit on the difficult side, and Lily is uptight and a little bit frosty, and she's a formidable Southern woman. And so their dance lessons start off on the wrong foot, so to speak. But over time, as they get to know each other, and certainly as they dance together, their friendship smooths out.
Well, I think we need to know a bit more about Lily. And Gail, I think we'll turn to you, because that's an interesting thing to have private dance lessons in your home. Most people think of going out to a dance studio where you have lots of space and mirrors and partners. So you've invited a private dance instructor. What is it about your character that would do that?
Well, she tried going out to the dance studio and she didn't like it.
Okay.
And so that's why she hired someone to come in. And she loves to dance. And of course, when Michael arrives, he doesn't know that she has danced before. So that's an interesting part of it, too.
And what has she done in her life that she's danced? She just enjoyed dancing socially?
She just enjoyed dancing, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I really don't know what she did in her marriage. It may have happened only afterwards, because she was married to a Baptist minister. So that makes me think that maybe she didn't get to dance back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you are an accomplished actress. You've been in quite a number of plays and many under Jody's direction.
Oh, yes. The last 6 or 7 under Jody.
Gosh.
I have my
How
very
did that happen?
I don't know.
Well, tell us just a little bit about that history. What are some of the characters you've played?
Oh, my. Let's see. I could go back to college days, and I played Mama in I Remember Mama. I played later Daisy in Driving Miss Daisy. I played one of the mothers in Our Town. I played one of the women in Over the River and Through the Woods. I don't remember the characters' names. I was Aunt Ruth in Marvin's Room. I was Miss Maudie in To Kill a Mockingbird.
So like your character, Lily, this is not your first turn around the dance floor.
Oh, no.
As an actress.
I do want to call one of my very close friends and tell her that I'm finally playing someone my age, because I always played someone older than I was. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, most of the time. And she used to tell me that. When are you ever going to play anyone your age? So I plan to call and tell her, guess what?
Finally, you've worked yourself into it.
Actually, I'm older than Lily is.
Well, you're kind of doing it on a sliding
right,
scale.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Well, who are some of your favorite characters that you've played? Is there a particular type that you like to play, or just has to do with the
How about
the play?
Amanda?
Oh, I forgot Amanda. Oh, my God. I played Amanda Wingfield 3 times, twice in Glass Menagerie and once in The Glass Mendacity.
Ah, yes, the spoof on
The Spoof, right,
Menagerie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I guess I would have to say, even though I forgot her, I'm sorry, Amanda. She.
Well, what is it you have enjoyed so much about acting over the years?
I really don't know how to express it. It's just it's just one of those wonderful things that if you like doing, you can be somebody else. And I guess that is one of the things I like. And I like entertaining people. And I like to make them laugh, whether I'm on stage or not. I tend to do that, it seems, sometimes.
And you mentioned that you actually started acting in college. Has your feeling about acting changed, developed over the years?
Well, I would hope I'm better than I was then. But, you know, I never really studied it. And I'm around all these young people now, these wonderful young actors, and they're so into it and they know so much. Like Jody has learned so much about directing. And I'm still like, oh, well, just kind of flying by the seat of my pants, I guess. I don't do any of the wonderful studying they do and intensive work.
Well, you've maybe the school of life, you know. You've been doing this since you were in college.
Actually, I did it in high school a little bit. Mm-hmm, that wasn't very much to do then.
So you started even
but
earlier.
But I did, yeah, I really
That's
did start right. back then.
So you've been studying your whole life to play some of these roles.
Yes, I have, but not really. Well, studying in my own way, I want to say.
Yes. So do you have a particular way of, so you don't do the intensive study like you see some people doing, but do you have a way of working yourself into a character?
There again, I cannot tell you what I do. It just is a kind of natural thing. Of course, I read the play. I think about what this person is like and what her life might have been like. I imagine her home, her husband, what they're like, whether she would have children or not, and just kind of put myself in this imaginary place.
So you're meditating on their lives.
I guess so.
And I assume that you've also been blessed with great directors.
Oh, absolutely. This is my favorite director.
She's the favorite director of many actors around here, Jody Powell. Jody, what is it like directing your mother in a play?
You know, everybody asks me that. and it's not that you're not original, but it's that I haven't ever really come up with a good answer as many times as I've been asked. She's very easy to work with. I mean, she obviously takes it very seriously, despite what she just said. You know, she takes it very seriously. And she has really, really good ideas. And because she's been doing it so long, you know, there's not a whole lot that I have to tell her to do. You know, she's got a lot of natural instincts, and she understands the character generally, you know. And so I'm just kind of out there fine-tuning things from the audience's perspective, you know. But she brings her own ideas, and she gives me lots of suggestions, too.
So it's a really good relationship. Now, but you've been directing a long time. You're a very accomplished director. When did you start directing, and what made you decide to go into directing?
You know, I'm one of those dive in head first kind of people, you know. I was in a couple of plays, and I thought, oh, I can do this, you know, and I did it. And then I just kind of kept doing it from there. So I'm just dumb, you know, or brave. I'm not sure.
Well, what is your approach to directing when you come to a new play like this one? What do you do?
Well, we always start with reading the play. That's our first rehearsal, is reading the play and talking about the characters. And through the process of directing the play is when we talk about the backstories, you know, what brought them to this point, what life experiences have they had. And just how all that plays into the interaction that we have here before us now, you know. I did take a class where I learned the value of table work, and I'm sorry to say that I still haven't completely incorporated that into my process. I always seem to be a little too pressed for time. So I hope that through the actual work of rehearsals that we get that in. You know, I'm kind of cognizant of knowing that I didn't do it ahead of time, so I really want to make sure that it's in the rehearsal process, you know.
And that's interesting what you call it, table work, you know, because I think, you know, with now with movies, you often see the special features before. There are often scenes with that table work going on, you know, where they're just sitting around a table and talking about the characters, reading through it, and a lot of that does go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's helpful to really delve into the script and to keep looking for those clues. You know, I've worked with Cooper Helm recently twice, and he keeps saying to the actors, it's in the script. It's all in there. Just read it, read it, read it, you know, and sure enough. And I'll have read the script 20 times, and on the 21st time you say, oh, I didn't see that before. Do you realize that she said this word right here that changes things, you know? So, yeah, you just it's just sticking to it and being true to what you think the author was trying to convey.
Well, how did you come to choose this play?
We have a good friend who lives in Houston, Dale and Sue Abbott, and they see a lot of theater in Houston, and they know that we do theater over here, you know. And we meet together at the beach every summer, and they always bring me programs of the shows that they've seen over the past year. And this was one that they brought me last year.
Some people share beach novels. Y'all share beach
share plays. Yeah.
Well, and this is the way they approach it. Here's something you need to do. And then they cast it. You know, Jody, you need to direct it. Mary Gale has to be in it.
Mm-hmm. So instead of sort of a power lunch, you've got power beach tanning or something.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is I had never heard of this play before. But when I started doing the research on it, I found that it had been translated to 12 different languages and has been produced in 20 different countries. And it is considered to be one of the most produced plays in the world.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
It must be something about the universal appeal of these two characters.
Yeah, I don't know why it is that I didn't know about it before, mm-hmm. except that, you know, my knowledge is very limited. But so why is it most produced? It does have a universal theme to it, and that is that odd couple sort of theme. You know, you've got Michael, who is loud and opinionated and playful and emotional, versus Lily, who is frosty and uptight and unhappy, you know. And so it's that clash that, you know, makes for funny.
Mm-hmm. I guess funny, and also just that desire for people to know how relationships happen. Mm-hmm. We were fascinated by that. And the thornier, the more interesting, mm-hmm. I guess. And the fact that we can overcome those obstacles.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, the development beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, what mm-hmm. happens when these two people come together and then spend time together and start peeling those layers. You know, we know that there's more to both of them than the loud side and the uptight side. You know?
Well, we keep saying both. I guess we should talk about your partner.
Yeah.
Tell us about that character and the actor who's playing him.
Okay, that character is Michael Minetti. He's, you know, fiery. He was a former chorus boy in New York, but certain events have led him to come back to his home of Florida and start working for this dance company in which he meets Lily. The actor is Milton Ressweber, and Milton has been in so many plays, in so many theaters, with so many theater companies around Acadiana that he's certainly a familiar place. With some people, a familiar face on the theatrical stage. What some people may not know about him is that he also is a dance instructor. He has been teaching dance lessons for a long time, and he teaches private lessons too. And so, in fact, at each of our performances, we are going to have a free drawing, and some lucky winner will receive a free private dance lesson from Milt. And he teaches
just like Lily.
Just like Lily. He teaches.
No, I paid for mine.
You paid.
Yeah. He teaches ballroom, Latin, line dancing, Cajun, you know. So,
well, what kinds of dances do the two of you do in this play? What does he teach you to do within
this? He teaches me the swing, tango, waltz, contemporary dance,
foxtrot. And there's a really funny scene with contemporary dances.
Yeah. Well, I hope so anyway.
So it is called Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. Is it divided up into six sections? Do you have a section for each dance?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There are six lessons.
And is the emotional feel of each section, does it have something to do with the style of dance? Is that affected at all?
I never looked at that.
Mm-hmm. And so do you actually dance a little bit of each of one of those dances?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So each section has you all dancing some.
And you get to hear the lovely music that accompanies it too. You know, so it's not a musical, but there is music and there is dancing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And music between scene changes. Hopefully, when we have to change.
So you obviously must have liked dancing before you.
Oh, yes. I always love to dance. I've never taken a dance lesson, though. It was simply a matter of you lead and I hope I can follow.
Well, what was it like acting in this play with a professional dance teacher?
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I've learned, you know, I've never done the tango before. And I've learned, hopefully I've learned enough of it to get by. And the swing is pretty much jitterbug. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And the foxtrot, that's a basic dance to me. I don't know. When I was dancing, we didn't know the name of anything. The music was there. You dance. That was it. A few things, but not too much. And the waltz, of course. I've waltzed before. And what else, Jody? Foxtrot.
Might be six of them. If you're just tuning
the cha-cha, but they actually don't get to the cha-cha.
They don't get to the cha-cha.
Something happens. Come see what happens.
We're talking about the play Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, and my guest, Jody Lamont Powell, is the director, and Mary Gail Lamont de Villiers is Lily in this play. Just two characters, Michael, and Milton Resweber, as you said, plays Michael in this play. So how has your sense of your character developed over the time you've been working with her? Was she a character that, you said you thought a lot about her life, and has your sense of her deepened and your appreciation for
yes,
her character
I
changed?
I would hope so. I really would hope so. I know her better than when I first read the play. And as Jody says, it's interesting that you can just study and study and study, and then one day you look and think, oh, I never realized that.
That was happening to her.
That was happening, yes. And what might have motivated that, mm-hmm. her feelings mm-hmm. about certain things.
Well, the play, and I think some people who caught where it's being produced in the beginning, it's going to be at Theater 810, which is not a large space.
No, 50 seats.
You must have been very creative in doing the dance scenes. How has that worked out, or has that not been an issue?
Well, I don't think it's an issue. Actually, I'm a little worried that our center's dance space is too big. I've been trying to fill it in with furniture, because the way we have it now, the furniture's kind of pushed to the walls, leaving, surprisingly, a big open center. And so there's room.
Okay.
It only seats 50, but that stage is a good size stage.
Mm-hmm. Depending upon how you arrange the mm-hmm. seats in there. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. So Theater 810, we mentioned it's only 50 seats, so people may want to think about getting their tickets now.
Sure.
How can they reserve those, Jane?
They can call Theater 810 at 484-0172. There's also an Eventbrite ticket sale online for it. If you go to Eventbrite and search Theater 810 Six Dance Lessons, it'll pop up, and you can go to Theater 810's Facebook page. There's going to be information there about it, too. And for all of you who are my Facebook friends, it's all over my Facebook page, too.
Now, it opens on the 27th, which is next week. How many performances are there?
We're doing 6. We have Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next weekend, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the following weekend. So we only have one Sunday performance, and we are running on July 4th. So I beg anybody who's in town on the 4th to please come. We're going to have special treats for you that night.
So a lot of people are in town visiting family, so that might be a nice outing mm-hmm. To go and see. Mm-hmm. What has been for you, Jody, the most satisfying part about this? I mean, with every play, it must be different. But, this is a play your friends suggested to you that you might enjoy doing. What has been most satisfying for you about doing this play?
The incorporation of the dance. I don't sing, I don't sing well. So I don't get to do many musicals, and so it's nice being working on a play where there's music and there's dancing. And the other part is that my mom keeps saying that this is her swan song.
Oh, definitely.
Have you heard that before, Jody?
I did the last time. Yeah. Until Dale and Sue handed us this play. Excuse me. So if this is indeed her swan song, this is a labor of love to her. Oh. And I want to be a part of this.
That's what she said about mendacity.
That's right. And, you mentioned that you're finally getting to play someone who's generally your age right now. You got to keep on. You'll keep playing younger and younger characters.
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to work.
The Benjamin Button effect.
That's right. Yeah, right. Benjamin Button effect. That mm-hmm. could be it. So perhaps we'll see you back here in about 6 months and see how that swan song went for you.
I don't know. This has been a lot of lines to learn for an elderly widow.
So you actually have lines while you're dancing. There's a lot of dialogue while you're dancing. Is that when most of it happens?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that'd be interesting. So there's a lot more movement on the stage than just the dancing in their interactions.
Right. There's a lot of setup to the dance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, set up to the dance. The play is 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks by playwright Richard Alfieri. Jody Powell is directing the play at Theater 810, opening next week on June 27th. And Marie-Gail Lamont-Villiers is playing Lily, along with Milton Ressweber, who plays Michael in this play. For more information, Jody mentioned all the various places you can go to for information about the play and also tickets. Well, thank you all for coming to tell us more about this play, and we look forward to having you back in our studios again.
Well, thank you for having us.